With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Law enforcement says a driver died after a vehicle crashed into a gate at the White House. But correspondent Andrew Stewart tells us
authorities say they're investigating that fatal collision, quote, only as a traffic crash, unquote. Officials also maintain there was no threat to the president's residence. The Secret Service says the driver was found dead in the vehicle following the crash late Saturday night at an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex. Authorities have not yet identified the male driver.
Also at SRNnews.com, traffic continues to be snarled between Connecticut and New York City.
Workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began Friday is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, closed through the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on the major artery linking New England and New York. Governor Ned Lamont says the plan is still to reopen the highway on Monday morning. Crews are expected to finish removing the bridge by Sunday morning and road repairs will be made. Keith Peters reporting.
Russia's launched a barrage of drones on eastern Ukraine as the country marks its third Easter at war. President Zelensky urging Ukrainians in an Easter address to be, quote, united in one common prayer and called God an ally in the war with Russia. Panamanians head to the polls today to vote in an election that has been consumed by unfolding drama surrounding the country's ex-president, despite not being on the ballot. Voters in the Central American nation will weigh on promises of economic prosperity and migratory crackdowns with a corruption scandal. Meanwhile, the churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. That, according to newly elected Prime Minister Luxon. This is SRN News. The 2024 election might be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes following accusations by liberals that congregations are getting a, quote, free ride under current law. Christianity's on the wane in New Zealand, just 50% of residents defining themselves as followers of no particular religion. This is SRN News. A bowling alley at the center of a deadly mass shooting in Maine has reopened.
After 6 months, patrons in Lewiston, Maine returned for the reopening of a bowling alley where a gunman killed 8 people in October.
Ready? One, two, three.
There is now bright paint, new floors, scenic images, and messages of resilience. Co-owner Samantha Jure.
I think that if we just, like, don't move forward, then there's, not that there was a point to this whole thing anyways, but that we're just gonna allow the people that have taken so much from us, like, win.
Lewiston's mayor says the reopening is the town's way of standing back up again. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, the health insurer Aetna's agreed to settle a lawsuit over whether its fertility treatment coverage discriminates against LGBTQ patients. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.